A few months ago, I opened my web browser to find the headline stating that obese women spend only 1 hour a year doing vigorous exercise. The study by Nutrition Obesity Research Center also concluded that obese men don't get more than 4 hours a year. While these findings were alarming, what took me off guard was the photo the article used. The picture was of two women walking outside, shot from a low angle. They were headless, presumably protecting their identity. It doesn't matter whether these two women were obese or not. These two headless women have been called obese by this article and have been accused of only exercising 1 hour a year. The AP photo was dated 2009. Assuming that these women were paid to pose for a stock photo and that it would be used to illustrate obesity in women, would they have still agreed to it, knowing that 5 years later, their faceless forms would continue to be used in this manner? I posted the photo online and asked friends what they thought. They responded with additional articles from the Baltimore Sun, "Obesity Epidemic Could Be Stabilizing." From the Toronto Star, "Canadians Fatter, Less Attractive Than Ever." From the Huffington Post, "Number of Diabetic Americans Could Triple by 2050. All of these, and more, using the same photo. These same two women to illustrate how unhealthy, how ugly, and how common obesity has become, appearing in news feeds worldwide, not just once, but over and over again. We can now be publicly humiliated on a global scale for anything. Not the right clothes, not the right body, not the right attractiveness. We pay a lot of attention to the online shaming that teenagers do to each other, and it is indeed horrible, but we must also recognize that the media does the same thing on a daily basis to innocent people. I love how the internet can share information, but we should recognize that we have just invented a new form of living hell, one where our faults and flaws are on display now forever for the entertainment of others. With a perspective, this is Mike Newland.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.